All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Good day, Grow Squad. Hope you're doing well. In fact, let me ask you a genuine question. How are you doing? I hope that you're doing well. I hope that you are thriving. I hope that you're moving forward with vitality, with vibrancy, with life. But if you're struggling, I'm still glad that you've tuned in today. And I know I've got something to share with you that will be of benefit to you, that will help you right where you are. So thank you again for being a part of the family. Don't you forget to hit that subscribe button, to like this episode, also to share it out, whether you're on audio or video. Thank you again for your participation. Thank you again for taking time out. You could be doing something else, but thank you for 20 to 30 minutes of your time today with a message I think that's so impactful, that's so powerful, that your life will be blessed by what I have to share with you today. Don't forget to go to growglowbrand.com to get your free resource. The link is in the bio. Information that is there that is life-changing. Share that link with somebody else. Again, don't you hog it. I'm telling you, don't you hog it. It is more blessed to give than to receive. So give that thing out to somebody who also needs a roadmap to help them learn how to go, grow, and glow every single day. That's our goal. Today, we're going to talk about how a 1 minute speech or how 1 minute, let me say it that way, can change your life forever. Yeah, how 1 minute can change your life forever. Let's pray. God, we thank you for this moment, this minute that we have together. Thank you for your power that you've given to us. Thank you that you protect us, that you lead us, that you guide us every single day. So I pray for my friends who are listening, who are tuned in, whether they're driving, whether they're sitting. I thank you for their ears, their heart, and their minds for these next few moments. I'm asking you to use me to speak to them in your name. Amen. How 60 seconds can change your life forever. A lot can happen in 1 minute. In fact, what would you do if you had 1 minute to change your life? Now, there are several different examples in life's history of how a minute, a second, a moment changed somebody's life for good. And there are other examples about how a split moment changed somebody else's life for the bad. In the U.S. right now, the latest statistic tells us that a car accident happens every 60 seconds across the nation. We are told that house fires double in size every 30 to 60 seconds. According to Glassdoor, the average hiring manager makes a decision about a candidate within the first minute of the interview. There's power in 60 seconds. Studies are also showing that 70% of people decide whether to accept or decline a marriage proposal within the first few moments, the first minute. Understanding this, a quick decision or a decision in under a minute can alter the course of your life for the rest of your life. I remember I thought I was going to be smart. And this is a transparent moment. I thought I was going to be smart and make a quick dollar. And I decided that I was going to, this is 25, 26 years ago, I was going to take a ride with somebody who I knew had something in their car that was illegal. But I figured, hey, I just go ride with them. They're going to split some of the proceeds with me. I'm not touching anything. It's not mine. Right? I didn't package anything up. I didn't cut anything. I didn't divvy anything. Hey, I'm just in the car. Right? If need be, if they get sleepy, I'm a second driver. Right? I remember one time, I only did that twice. And the second time, 1 minute changed my life. We were pulled over by a cop. Excuse me. And in being pulled over by the cop, of course, we had to present all these documents, inclusive of the license and registration. The cop came back to the car. And I don't really like cop sounds a bit derogatory, right? The police officer, because there are some great officers and there are some officers who need some support, right? But this officer came back to the car. He seemed like a good dude. But you can see that he had a look of suspicion. Never was disrespectful, never called us outside of our name, never did any of those things, that horrible things that we hear about. And I'm blessed that that didn't happen to me, right? And so he says, gentlemen, I need you to step out the car. We're going to have to search the car. And of course, we, understanding what's in the car, right, get frantic, get kind of afraid in the moment. And my friend was about to say something, and I don't know what he was going to say, but I can almost guarantee you, knowing him, he was going to say something that's going to make our situation worse. If I was a betting person, I would put money on that. He was going to say something that was going to jam us up further. Things were going to go haywire. I promise you, if he was able to get that statement out. But the officer looked up as we're getting out the car, and my friend was about to say, he said, oh, hold on. My radio was on. And he listened to his radio. He radios back, tells them he's on the way. And there was a wreck or something somewhere else that was more dire than what was happening on the side of the road with us. He said, gentlemen, I'm going to let you go this time, but I better not see you again. 60 seconds, 90 seconds tops. Could have gone one way or another. He let us go. I said, bro, take me to the nearest. That I ain't had no money. I said, forget the airport. Take me to the Greyhound station. I'm going back to the house. No, man, just keep on riding. Nope. I'm not doing this no more. Money is not that good. I'm not about, I can't go to jail. I'm not built like that. I cannot go into anybody's county jail, prison, federal. Take me to the Greyhound station. In fact, forget that. I walked to the Greyhound station. That moment changed my life. In that moment, I said to myself, you know what? This is not worth it. A moment, a minute can have implications on your life for the good or the bad. And you never, ever know what the next 60 seconds will look like. So a single minute has potential to shift your life, to shift your perspective, to shift your beliefs, and also inspire you to take action. And here's how. In 60 seconds, sometimes we have the opportunity to realize or to experience the power of realization. You can have an epiphany. You can have a moment of revelation. In 60 seconds, things in your life can change. And I promise you, I don't know who this episode is for, but if you're out there, thank God you've got another 60 seconds to breathe. And sometimes in the next 60 seconds, the power of realization can take over you. You can have an epiphany that can change your life. Sometimes in 60 seconds, we have emotionally charged experiences. Sometimes we witness a random act of kindness. Sometimes we are, in fact, I don't go very much to Starbucks. I mean, shout out if you do go. I don't go very much. And I very rarely have gone through the drive-thru. And I, you know, I've gone through the drive-thru a couple of times, but this particular time, it never happened to me before. I get to the window, right? As I've ordered something, I don't know what it was, but I do know, check this out. I do know that there was a cheese Danish in the bag. Trust me on that. I don't know what kind of drink I had, but those cheese Danishes at Starbucks, I don't know what they put in them, but I appreciate them. So I placed my, I placed my order at the thing, the speaker. Then I go to the window to pick up my order. I reach into my pocket. I'm handing my card to the attendant. And they say, oh, somebody in front of you paid for your items. It floored me. I was like, they don't know me? What? I said, are you sure? I don't want to drive off and somebody come flag me down. Are you sure that person in that white van in front of me, they paid for me? I said, yeah, somebody, they paid for you. In that moment, it didn't take long. In that moment, the van is gone. I couldn't catch up with the van. In fact, I hadn't gotten my items yet, that's why I was at the window to get my items. I hadn't got my items yet, so I said, you know what, the best thing I can do right now is to pass it on. What I can do right now in this moment, I'm so grateful that this person paid for my two items, my drink and my cheese Danish. I said, well, let me pay for the person behind me. How much is their order? She says, oh, let me pull up. And she said something like 30. I was like, oh, my goodness. My meal.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to say, ahoy, or land ho, and not feel weird about it. So here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance offers access to the largest towing fleet on the water. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to say, shiver me timbers, and not feel weird about that either. Get more with GEICO.
My meal was like $9, $32. What they got? I said, oh, forget it. I don't care what. Okay, here it is. Here's my card. I'm paying for the person behind me. And in that moment, I decided that random acts of kindness would be a part of my repertoire now, in my toolkit. Every now and again, I will find myself doing what was done for me at Starbucks, and that is passing the blessings on. I decided that, hey, in that moment, in that 60 seconds I was at the drive-thru window, and between what happened with regards to the transaction and my attempt to pay for my meal, I said, you know what? Wow. There's something here. Because when I got my card back, I didn't look back to see their reaction of the new car, of the car behind me, I should say. I didn't slow down and say, let me see if they gonna give me a hand or a wave. I didn't do it for that. Hear me out. Prior to that, I had oftentimes engaged in helping people out, but I expected a thank you. Mm-hmm. I expected some kind of recognition. Oh yeah, prior to that time, I had given people all kind of support, but I wanted you to acknowledge it. In that moment, not only did I grow a bigger heart for kindness or for acts of kindness, in that split moment, I was also almost relieved. Like it almost left my body. The need now for individuals to pat me on the back and say, hey, your kind act was noticed by the world. Yeah, I was no longer burdened with the fact that, man, I gave this person $20. They didn't even say thank you. I forget it. Listen, I know why I did it. And I hope that my kindness will be a blessing to their life. So let me ask you, what's your motivation? What's your motives? Yeah, check yourself before you wreck yourself. What's your motive when you help and support people? Are you doing it from a selfish place? Are you doing it from a place of you need some kind of validation? Or are your intentions pure? See, because that moment, in that moment, my intentions have, they were shifted from being filled with selfish reasons as to why I needed to be recognized to now I'm saying, no, I'm doing this from a pure place. I know, in fact, I get uncomfortable now when people say thank you. Oh, no problem. Go ahead. In fact, fast forward last, a few weeks ago now, my wife and I were going to, we're going on vacation to celebrate our anniversary. Yeah. Yeah, I ain't gonna sing. But we were going to celebrate our anniversary. And we were running late. Yeah. Or the margins were slim. And I travel quite a bit, and I rarely have to check up. In fact, I never really check a bag because my trips don't last that long. I'm in and out, so forth and so on. But we were going for a week, and so we brought, you know, a personal bag and one check-in bag that included both of our larger items. So we're trucking it. We're going to the counter. We fly American mainly the airline we fly. We're trucking it. And there's some gentlemen outside, but although we have a little bit of status, we don't have flagship status. Yeah, we got a little bit of status on American because we fly so much, but we don't have what they say. We ain't got big boy status. We don't fly first class and all that. We don't have big boy status. But the gentleman saw us kind of like in a pickle, and he said, "Oh man, let me where you going? Let me help you out." Now I was about to block the blessing. I was about to say, "Oh, now we good." My wife was like, "Oh no, we not good. Can you help us?" He said, "Give me your bag." So he gets the bag and he takes us to the counter. And we're going to go get in line. He said, no. He moved the rope and said, you come here, get to the front of the line. I'm going to go talk. Boom, boom, boom. Long story short, he ended up getting us on the plane, getting us our bag, priority tag on the bag. And as he's leaving, I dig in my pocket, gave him the only thing I had in my pocket, handed it to him. And he looked at me. He said, thank you, man. He said, the only thing I ask you is this. Can you pass it on? I said, oh, you don't want the money? He said, no. Thank you for the tip, but can you pass the kindness on? Would you be so kind as to, if somebody else needs you, like the way you needed me, can you be a beacon of hope? Can you be a beacon of light and pass on what I gave you? I said, man, no problem. No problem whatsoever. In fact, I will gladly, joyfully pass it on. So when you think about 60 seconds and that interaction between my wife and I and the gentleman who was supporting us with American Airlines, that exchange was about 30 seconds to get from where we were checked in to the counter. He's able to get it. Took about a full 90 seconds. So 30 to 90 seconds. In that moment was powerful enough to get us from the outside in terms of we were going to miss our flight. Opportunity for us to get on the flight, be a blessing to somebody, and in turn, him being a blessing to us. There's power in moments. We don't take time that we have on this earth for granted. So every morning, one of the things that I do is I take 60 seconds to talk to me. Yeah. Of course, I take longer time to talk to God in the morning. But after I talk to God and after I hear back from him, I take a moment. I look in that mirror. And I spend no less than 60 seconds talking to Eugene Hamilton. Talking to Eugene Hamilton about what he's going to do today. talking to Eugene Hamilton about his mindset today, talking about to Eugene Hamilton about who he is going to intentionally be kind to today, talking to Eugene Hamilton in that 60 seconds about how he's going to do some things for his family that day that he didn't do yesterday. 60 seconds can be life-changing. Because in 60 seconds, you can hear some inspiring words or have an inspiring encounter, as I just shared with you. In 60 seconds, you can learn something new. In 60 seconds, you can learn something or gain some kind of insight that will be of such benefit to your life. If you apply it, things will be totally different for you. In 60 seconds, you can confront fear and limiting beliefs. In 60 seconds, things in your life can turn from one way to another way. So my challenge and charge is when we think about the power of 60 seconds, when we think about the fact that one of the things that we do not get back on this earth is time. You don't get time back. Ever since you've been born, you've been losing time. You've been on the clock. I've been on the clock. And the longer we live, the more time we lose. But losing time is not, hear me out, is not synonymous with wasting time. Yeah, time is fleeting. But are you properly using the time that you have in front of you? Are you properly stewarding the time that you have? Are you properly managing the time that you have? Time is valuable. Time is important. And time can be for you, or time can work against you. Let me recap this way. Not gonna be long today. In fact, we just about done. I want you to challenge yourself this week and beyond to take 60 seconds every day to pour into yourself. If you have those that are dependents, those that look up to you, those that you're partnered with in your home, try to spend 60 seconds pouring into them. And then allow something to be poured back into you from God, from a vessel that he may use, from music that you might listen to that may be uplifting, that will take you to the very next level. 60 seconds can change your life. It changed mine. Let it do the same for you. Don't forget to go to gogrowglobebrand.com. Get your free resource. The link is down in the show notes. Don't you forget also Atomic Habits. The link is in the show notes as well. And don't you forget, every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, we are right back here learning how to go, grow, and glow every single day. That's my time. Tell somebody. See you next time. Peace.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.